Hi, Indy.
Hi.
Thanks for being with us tonight. Mark, did you first want to speak to why Indy is here, why we asked her on the call? Would you like to introduce Indy, Mark?
Oh, sure, sure. Indy is actually one of my all-time favorite subjects. She was brave enough to volunteer to appear on camera and be videoed while I ran her through the process of going from basically a total stranger but excited about the possibility on up through becoming, well, pretty much hyper-orgasmic in a space of under an hour. And this is one of the bonus videos that we filmed for the upcoming seminar. And since then, Indy and I have gone on and done a variety of other shoots. She's had a chance to experience a very broad range of what I teach in terms of erotic hypnosis. She was our demo subject at my last seminar out in Vegas, where we were dealing with actually a much broader range technique than we're going to be dealing in October, dealing with more than just erotic hypnosis. But we invited her to come on the call tonight because what we discovered out in Vegas was that you people all know that David certainly knows exactly what he's talking about when it comes to his coursework. You have seen me work. You've heard me work. And yet when we stand up there and say, hey, this is what you can teach your woman to experience, it's still two guys talking. And Indy volunteered to stand up, and she gave what was probably the world's best 10-minute endorsement that we had ever heard, because she was explaining everything from a woman's point of view. So we said, holy crap, Indy, would you be willing to do us the favor of come on the call and just answer some of these guys' questions and give all of your own answers from a woman's perspective, which is why we have Indy here with us tonight.
And we thank you for being on, Indy.
Of course.
All right. Indy, we have some questions that were entered by guys before they came on the call, and I have the list of questions here. But first of all, Indy, would you like to speak to your experience of being hypnotized by Mark?
Of being hypnotized by Mark, obviously. I always have a great time. I always have positive experiences, and I'm always really, really happy afterwards and during and the whole time, though.
Excellent. All right, the first question that was entered for you is, Indy, how do you feel about a man teaching you these things in this particular way? I mean, as guys, we hear stuff like, men don't give women orgasms, women have orgasms.
Well, I don't know who's been telling this guy that men don't give women orgasms, because I feel like that's an obvious thing. I need a man to give me an orgasm most of the time, and I don't have a problem with anybody teaching me anything in this particular way. You have to just be open to having these new experiences and be excited about them.
Yeah, all the fun is in the fact that your man gives you orgasms.
Exactly. That's why I don't understand. As guys, we hear stuff like men give women orgasms. Who says that? Because men should be giving women orgasms. They should be giving us lots of orgasms.
Amen, sister. All right. The next question is, Indy, what did you know about erotic hypnosis before, and did you believe that it would work?
I pretty much knew absolutely nothing about hypnosis before. I just saw the mom and thought, hey, orgasms on command. I mean, like, who wouldn't want to try that, you know, and just see what do you have to lose?
Yeah, exactly. The next question is, during hypnotic orgasms, do women go through all the physical changes they do during regular sex, such as engorgement of the vulva, vaginal lubrication, squirting, etc.?
I sweat, if that's the question. Yes, you do come. So, yeah. I mean, you don't feel like you have a penis inside you. You don't feel like something like that. It's more just just everything feels so good. You're just feeling so much pleasure and time that, yeah, you get wet.
I'd like to answer that man's question with experiences that I have had. In my girlfriends that I have hypnotized and given them instant orgasms on command, yes, they go through all of the regular physical changes. They have engorgement of the vulva, vaginal lubrication, in some cases even squirting. All of those things do happen with an instant orgasm on command. And you can do them at various levels. You have a lot of control over those kind of things when you are her hypnotist. But yes, by default, there is vaginal lubrication and there is contracting of the vagina, as you would expect in any orgasm. But you can absolutely bring it all the way to where it actually causes her to squirt.
I would like to stress for all our listeners that you get what you prompt for. And the more descriptive you are about what is the anticipated and correct response, the greater the likelihood, in fact, you know, it's the complete likelihood that that's what you're going to get. Now, if I could approach this question for just a little bit different way for Indy. Indy, I know a lot of guys come to me and say, look, you're a hypnotist, you're a specialist in creating hallucination. Why should we believe that these are real orgasms instead of Mark has just hypnotized you to fool you to think that you're having these orgasms?
Your whole body gets so fucking sweaty. You get so sweaty. I'm telling you, I'm really having an orgasm when it happens. You know your orgasm. You start getting all twitchy and, like, yeah. It feels exactly like an orgasm, it's better than what anybody else could normally give you.
Well, yeah, it's actually, the usual response I get is, well, it's certainly not like the orgasms I used to have. It's better.
Yeah, definitely better.
Yeah, and Mark, that's a very good point that you mentioned. You basically get what you command. And, you know, squirting is great, but it can be somewhat problematic in certain situations.
Like in restaurants?
Yeah, in that situation. I will specifically tell her, but you will not squirt, and she won't.
What conversations we have. This is amazing.
I know.
I'm trying really hard not to be immature and start giggling every time David says the word squirting.
Yeah. We could go down a whole different path with that, but let's move on to the next question. The next question for you, Indy, is, do women touch themselves while having a hypnotic orgasm?
Well, it depends. I mean, when I was in the studio, I wasn't touching myself because I was gripping the chair that I was sitting on for dear life. But, I mean, like, now that I've used this technique home and in my own personal life, yes, you can definitely masturbate and have a hypnotic orgasm, and it's even better.
Yeah, but the important thing to mention is it does not require that a woman touch herself in order to have a hypnotic orgasm.
No, nobody has to be touching your vagina for you to have one of these types of orgasms.
No, nobody has to be in the room with you for you to have one of these orgasms.
Oh, trust me, like I had before at the other conference, like my boyfriend will send me, he'll record his voice on his cell phone and send me a voice message of him saying the trigger words, and I will just be completely by myself or be around people or be wherever, and I play and hear those words, and I can't help myself.
Great. Okay, you know, yeah, we could go down a whole nother path with that. Okay, the next question for you, Indy, is how were you first approached about the idea of hypnosis for orgasms, and were you skeptical or freaked out by the idea?
Well, I'm not a very skeptical or easily freaked out person. as Mark or Craig or David let you know. So, no, I was super stoked about the idea that somebody do this. I was really open-minded about it. I didn't know if it would work or not, but I wasn't, you know, negative the outcome. I was hoping it would work.
I can talk about the details about how you were first approached. I put up a Craigslist ad in Los Angeles, and I simply said, we are looking for female models for a hypnosis video. And of all the women who replied to the ad, I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. If you are willing, on video, you will be hypnotized and you will not be touched except for a tap on the hand or a tap on the forehead. And you will be told to have an orgasm, and you will have an instant orgasm on command. Are you willing to do this? And 80% of the women who originally emailed in reply to the ad wrote back and said, hell yes, I want to do it. And Indy was the first one that replied to us.
You know, David, if I could, again, rephrase the question a little bit, I think what a lot of guys are driving at with this kind of question is that they're thinking about the possibility of attaining this level of influence over the women in their life. They want to give them this level of pleasure, but they are hesitant or even stopped by their doubt or fear that women that they care about, you know, perfectly normal, you know, walking through society, good girls, are going to totally flip out at the suggestion that this guy can learn to give them amazing levels of pleasure on command.
I'm a good girl. Like, I'm one of those girls everybody, you know, wants their son to marry, and, like, I cook and I do all that type of stuff. But I was, I don't know, I was excited about having experience and then being able to take it home and use it with my boyfriend and, use it. Have that power over me. Like, I want him to have that power over me. It's hot.
Well, you know, that's an excellent point, too, because you and I have talked about this, that a lot of guys would think, holy crap, the idea that somebody like me is training their girlfriend how to have these huge orgasms. You know, a weak man could, start inventing his own fears, his own paranoia about it, not realizing that this level of responsiveness is actually the way women are wired to respond. And what we're really teaching men to do is help them get past their inhibitions, clear out their previous negative emotional associations, so they're now free to respond to their men this way.
Okay. The next question for you, Indy, is, can you combine hypnotic orgasms with actual physical orgasms with your partner? And if so, what is that like?
Like taking ecstasy. It's amazing. It's having physical, like, sex, like, with a penis inside me, and then on top of that, having my boyfriend look me in the eyes and use the trigger words and make me come, you know, that way, and with him in me, it's like, it's the combo pack everybody wants, you know?
Well, and again, there's a false distinction here. The actual question said, can you combine hypnotic orgasms with actual orgasms? They're the same thing.
Yeah, you're just like coming hot. You're just super pleasured and super happy. It just feels amazing.
Yeah, that's an important point that Mark made, that the physically created orgasm and the hypnotic instant orgasm on command is still an orgasm. They're both the same thing. But it is absolutely true that you can blend them together. You can do them both at the same time, and it just makes it even more fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Indy, can you imagine a time in the future when you go, oh, geez, I'm done with these hypnotic orgasms and I just want to go back to how it was?
No. Why would I say something that silly, Mark? I love the way it is. Why would I ever not want to know how to do this?
The point I'm getting at is it resets not so much your expectations, because it's not like you're now saying your boyfriend now has to perform at a higher level. It's rather you've learned a higher level of your own responsiveness, and there's no going back, right?
Exactly. I'm like, wait, I'm more responsive in a way. I'm like the perfect girlfriend now.
Yeah, I liked how you talked about at Mark's seminar, you told the seminar attendees, you said that you love being your boyfriend's girlfriend now because you love what he's doing for you, and as a result, you're doing things for him. Can you highlight those things that you're doing for him?
Yeah, I can, like, adore my boyfriend now. Like, it's like worship. I just want to make him happy. Like, I literally make his lunch for his work every day. I make him dinner. I buy him, I make sure he has beer. I make sure he has his cigars. I make sure everything's perfect all the time. Like, I just want him to be happy and relaxed because, I don't know, he's just making me feel so good. I want to make him feel so good.
Yeah, and you even joke that he'll be sitting on the couch and you say, hey, do you want a beer? I'll bring you a beer.
Exactly. I bring him beer and I bake him pies. I'm the perfect woman.
It's one of the well-known side effects of hypnosis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you want to bake pies.
Yeah, and you know what? You're happy doing it, because how many orgasms a day does he give you?
Oh, a lot. We're trying to, like, beat our record.
Now that's a happy couple. Now that begs the question, okay, after your first session with Mark, where you were given all those instant orgasms on command, and then you went home to your boyfriend, how did you present the day to your boyfriend? What did you tell him?
Well, I'm not a normal girl, I guess. I just came home and said, hey, I worked hypnotist today. He made me come just by saying these words. He just said it.
Yeah, and how did your boyfriend take the news?
At first he was like, what? That's weird, whatever. But then, so do I get a use? Can I do it to you? Can this, you know? And I told him that, yeah, the whole point is that it's for you to be able to do for me, you know? And he got so excited, he went on like a little power trip, you know? His confidence has gone up so much. He's a better man. He acts more like a man. He's more confident in himself, and I think he knows, well, he does know. He knows he's satisfying me now.
Yeah, exactly. It actually empowered your boyfriend, because you told him what the trigger command was, and then he fired that off, and he said, wow, this is great. And then he went on that power trip, and now he can't fire it off enough.
I know. It's perfect.
Yeah, and it has greatly enhanced your relationship. Okay, so he actually took it really well. He was not intimidated by what this hypnotist had done, who you had never met before. But in fact, your boyfriend leveraged what you had learned, and it allowed you to make your relationship even better.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, Indy, do you think that, I met your boyfriend, he seems like a cool guy, but other people out there don't know. And when you're talking about how you went home and you talked about this amazing new skill set you had learned and you gave him the power to trigger this responsiveness in you, do you feel that he's taken away your free will in any area?
No way. Are you kidding me? No. It's like this. It's like the power that you want a man to have over you. You want to be able to just, like, satisfy you in those type of ways. You want him to look at you and know that, like, he has you, you know? Like, that's what you want. You want that. And, like, I have that now, and it's perfect. I mean, he's so much more confident in himself now, and it's power trip, like, in a negative way whatsoever. It's perfect. He's stepped up. He feels like he's finally enough, you know, and that's what's made us even better.
This is great. This is like an ad for why you should have Mark train your girlfriend.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Or why you should go to the erotic hypnosis seminar so you can learn how to do it yourself.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. So you can have a girlfriend like me.
Exactly. And it will totally change a man's life. Totally. 11 years ago, I went to my first Mark Cunningham seminar, and I learned hypnosis, and everything changed, and I've never gone back. It's amazing. All right, the next question is a typical question that I would think that some guys are probably asking, and that is, was Indy really in trance or just acting since you paid her to be in the video?
Okay, so when we were at the seminar this past time, a couple guys would come up to me after those and ask me the same thing. And it's just so funny because if I was acting, it would be way more dramatic. Everything would be way more dramatic. Like, you would know I was acting. And I'm not getting paid right now, and I'm still talking. Hello?
Yeah, it's actually easier to hypnotize a woman and give her instant orgasms on command than it is to train her how to act like that.
Yeah, because you can't tell a woman you're going to train her to act a certain way, you know. If, like, I don't know. I was getting frustrated with these questions because it's like, I really am getting hypnotized. If you see me in person and you see Mark around me, like, you know he's hypnotizing me. Anybody at the last seminar would know. Craig knows. David knows. Everyone knows. I'm not acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're around me, Indy, it's more of a challenge to keep you out of trance.
Exactly. I'm immediately like,
Yeah. Well, I know that these can be frustrating questions, but they are typical. There's some people that are skeptical about it, and we have to address the skepticism. Let's go to the next question. Prior to ever submitting to hypnosis, did you have any fears that you might reveal a personal secret while under? And if so, how was that fear overcome?
I wish I had all the fears and personal secrets so I could come up with some amazing answers to these people's questions. But I don't have any secrets. I'm like an open book. I don't have any fears of revealing something that people don't already know or wouldn't already know. Right? It's a boring answer to an exciting question.
Well, it would actually be an extremely cool thing from a hypnotist's point of view if people would blurt out these amazing, you know, sordid secrets. That doesn't happen. People's defense systems are still in place, and if they want to keep a secret, they're perfectly happy and capable to lie to the hypnotist. I think part of Indy's answer here is not only does she lead her life as an open book, but there's nothing coercive in the method. I can't make her reveal anything. I can't make her do things. Instead, I taught her to want to respond in me in a way. I mean, she said something really important early on, which is every time she worked with me, it's had a really strong positive outcome, not only in the session, but all throughout her life. And so as a result, it's just a general question. If I took you into trance and started saying, you know, giving you suggestions about what you might feel or experience, or simply telling you, do this now, would you have any hesitation in doing it?
No, but you would never put me in a position where you would try to reveal something negative that would make me fearful about, you know,
right.
Everything that you do is positive. Everything that you do is, you know, I completely trust you.
Yeah, what we're teaching these guys, and hopefully they're getting the philosophy as well as the technique, is that if you simply do nothing but things that are really good for your woman, she's basically going to walk through fire to please you.
Exactly. I'm telling you, like, it's Mark, like, you already know, like, obviously it's worked in my life. Like, I'm now seriously, like, the perfect girlfriend. Like, I'm selfless almost. I'm not forgetting about myself because I'm being satisfied in ways that I didn't think were possible.
Would you say that it would be accurate to say that at this point, part of your growth, because you've been through the sessions with me, is that you are more comfortable or more expressive or you feel more yourself in relationship to your boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a really comfortable person, and I've always been really confident in myself, but I'm more at ease, I'm more relaxed in our relationship and who I am. A big thing that I noticed is that I, like, because of these sessions and everything that we've done together, Mark, like, I'm not stressed as much anymore, like, at all, and so I don't nag him really anymore. I'm not, like, there's no to-do list, like, I'm doing the list, you know? Like, he's no huge change in it, and he loves it, and he loves Mark, so.
I think when you mentioned the I don't nag him, I think we probably got another 200 signups right there.
Exactly. Let me address the fear of giving away personal secrets. I actually had that fear in 2000 when I took Mark's first seminar. I was concerned, yeah, am I going to blurt out some personal secret? But I figured I have to learn hypnosis. I'm going to do what it takes to learn hypnosis. And I went in deep and I went in fast. And nothing was asked of us. We were not told to say anything. We were just given the experience of going into trance. Previous girlfriends of mine, I believe that some of them have had that fear, but I immediately will inoculate by saying, by the way, I am not going to ask you for any personal secrets. You will not even tell me any personal secrets because you will still be in control even when you were under hypnosis. And that takes care of it right there.
Yeah, I've got one last question for Indy. I know that guys have come up to me and said, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, here I'm going to train my wife or my girlfriend. I'm going to help her really unlock her untapped sexual potential so she is absolutely free sexually. She's super responsive. She's totally in touch with what it means to be a modern woman, you know, just moving through the world, expressing her own desires and having adult pleasures for adult reasons. You know, but what's going to happen? Am I going to lose her? Is some, you know, seduction god going to come up and sweep her off her feet? Is she going to fall prey to a bad boy? What would you say to that, Indy?
No way. I feel like the whole process just made me even close to boyfriend. Like, I don't suddenly think I have this amazing, like, ability. I feel like he has this amazing ability to give to me, and I want to do everything I can for him. It has made me more committed in my relationship, if anything, not that at all.
Right. So some big biker hunk came up and started hitting on you. What would your likely response be?
I wouldn't even. I mean, that happens to me like every day. And like, I don't respond because I'm in a relationship with somebody who I'm so happy, you know, like my life of biker men and black guys. I mean, that's what it is. And I deal with it every day and it's fine. I mean, I love my boyfriend more now than I did before.
Right. We should mention that Indy is this petite blonde little cupcake that basically guys want to pick up and carry off. So.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, and she's very cute. Okay. Indy, do you have any closing comments that you would want to communicate to the guys on the teleseminar?
Well, I just really think that they need to know that this really does work. I mean, it's been working in my relationship for the past couple months, and it's made me a confident woman, but not in a negative way, not where, like, I feel like women rule type of thing. It's made me more confident in myself, and I know the type of woman I can be for boyfriend, you know. I know, and he pleases me in ways that were not possible before at all, and now I'm so sexually satisfied because that had been an issue, and now everything's great, and I really think everybody just has to try it. I mean, they want a girlfriend who's wanting to come all the time and wanting to just please them. I mean, then why don't they do this?
Another thing I would like you to help us with is for women who might be skeptical or might have reservations about their husband or boyfriend learning erotic hypnosis, what would you tell these women such that they would understand that this is a very good idea? What would you say to women?
I mean, you're in a relationship because you want to feel good with somebody else. I mean, you're already having sex with that person obviously, if you're in that type of relationship, and why don't you want to make it better? I mean, because my boyfriend had a problem, as most guys do, with, like, early release and stuff, and now he's able to satisfy me without it being a problem, and it's actually, miraculously, somehow, him having this, like, new power over me, it's made him be able to last longer, and we can enjoy sex more, and I don't know why women wouldn't want their man to be able to satisfy them, and why they wouldn't want a healthier relationship.
Thank you very much, Indy. Mark, do you have any other comments or questions?
No, I just want to say that all of you guys on the call probably understand now why I love working with Indy. She's freaking fearless, and she's also a really good example of when a woman is capable of trusting the man she's working with. I'm not her boyfriend. I'm not her lover, okay? I am instead her hypnotist. And I am showing her how she can respond this way. And as you've probably gathered from this call, she loves it, as any woman would.
Exactly. Preach it, Mark.
Craig, do you have any final comments or questions for Indy?
No, I'm just glad she was able to make it on. And I'm sorry to hear your power went out. So I hope you get it back.
Okay. It's all right. This means the air conditioning's gone.
Well, you can always just retire and have some sweaty sex.
I know.
Oh, no, not more orgasms.
No, I love it. I love it. I've just been sick, so it's harder to breathe, but I've been still having sex and doing everything, so I'm, like, dying. I'm never going to get better.
Well, you should try to squeeze some sleep in there. Yeah, tell Cody to just back off for 8 hours or something.
For just a couple hours. I just need a couple hours.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the call, sweetie.
Of course. I miss you guys. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Indy.
All right. Bye, Indy.
Bye, Indy. Bye.
Okay, Indy has hung up. That was fabulous. That's absolutely fabulous.
We should mention that at the upcoming October event, I'm bringing two other women that I've worked through, that I put through the same process as Indy has described and obviously enjoys. And these are women who are also, well, let's just say they're very brave to get up on stage and show everybody exactly what the process is, to talk about what it feels like from their perspective. And you've heard Indy, you're going to meet Moxie, you're going to meet Jessica, and it ought to dawn on everybody in the room that this is not dependent on the individual girl. This is simply how women can respond when you have the right attitude, the powerful technique, and you just set aside your own self-limitations and do it.
Yeah. It's going to be a great event. I think everybody's really going to enjoy that. And because we're having the women on stage, this won't be videotaped. So if you want it, you got to be there to get it. If you're thinking about doing it, do it soon. Because last time when we sold that last seat, it was literally within 3 days we had a waiting list of 80-some people. And the number one comment was, oh, I really didn't think it would sell out. I meant to get my seat and I didn't do it. So if you're thinking about it, don't wait, because you'll be stuck on that list. And nobody dropped out who had registered. So there was no seats made available.
Last year, nobody on the waiting list got in because nobody canceled. And I also want to stress, I really believe in this. If you want the ultimate level of experience with your woman, this is the place to do it. Female sexuality ultimately is entirely mental. And what is the most powerful tool for affecting her mentally? Hypnosis. It will change your life. I really believe in this. I cannot stress this enough. This is the most powerful thing you will learn in everything about being a masterful lover. All right, Mark, thank you for arranging for Indy to be here. That was just precious and absolutely invaluable.
What a treat she is. You people need to understand that because she does have her cold, her voice is pitched a little bit higher than usual. She is, in fact, a highly educated 25-year-old woman. She's a working actor, every inch a professional, who has never lost her sense of adventure and play. I was happy to bring her on.
And I would also like to comment on what you commented on. Indy's voice tonight sounded very high. She sounded very little girlish. But let me assure you, she is a grown woman, an educated professional, and she does not take any shit from nobody.
Yeah, don't try that.
Yeah. She's not some kind of delicate little flower. But like you said, she has preserved her fun, youthful side. Yes, she is a wonderful subject, and she's a lot tougher than her voice sounds. Craig, do you have any closing comments?
Nope, I'm good. Just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I hope you got a lot out of it. I know I always do every time I listen to both of you talk, and of course I got some great ideas from listening to Indy too. She's coming up with some clever stuff on her own.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely precious. Thanks a lot, Craig, for hosting this. Thank you very much for your time, Mark, and I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And thank you all for being on the call. This is David Shade. See you in Vegas.